It is music coming through from Zano. This one is titled Umakoti. Mikasa also came through with Vide Dodge. KO as well with Shimi. You are tuned into the Ego Trip and it is 13:44 and we are heading to the last hour of the show. So we are starting with our recap and we have to talk about how this lady or how this woman who has turned a bus shelter into a home, how she actually did this. Because, I mean, I'm sure you're wondering, but how is this even possible? And this is set to take place in Qabega, which is the place that we were talking about in the Sandile earlier on. Mm-hmm. So it's been revealed that it's been almost 2 months whereby this woman has been staying in a bus shelter. And I mean, you can just visualize how a bus shelter is like, Sandile. And yeah. Obviously we're trying to figure out, but how is it even possible to make it a home? And she actually set up a bed-like structure and also decorated the shelter, I mean, with items reportedly collected from rubbish bins to sort of like make it a home, obviously. Mm. I mean, I'm looking at the image right now. I'm seeing blankets and other stuff as well, like buckets and all that you would find in a home. And I mean, obviously, when we talk about this, the issue of the fact that most people do not have homes is clearly highlighted in this situation.
It does. I mean, I remember there was also one instance where I read a story about a person who was living in a substation. You know, those buildings where your Eskom or your City Power, they have electrical, you know, connections going on there and stuff. So this woman was actually living there, and they had to, they actually had to evict her from this structure. I think it was a woman. And so then, I mean, that alone just also shows you in terms of how dire the situation is. For many people, you know, you have a situation where people live in their cars, that kind of thing. And you think that it's a problem affecting developing countries such as South Africa, but I mean, it's not the case. I mean, I once watched a documentary by Deutsche Welle, the German news channel. And in that particular documentary they did, Americans were living in their cars because in America, people, they can afford cars because cars are easier to get as opposed to accommodation. Literally, it was so shocking. So they have hotels, right, in America, or motels. So people either live in motels, trailer parks, or in their cars. That's how bad the homelessness situation is. And you can actually see that, you know, sometimes the local authorities are not willing to understand. You know, I mean, for this woman to actually take this drastic measure, I'm literally trying in my head to envision, but how do you convert a bus, a shelter, into a home?
Yeah, look. And I mean, obviously, there's also people who stay on the streets. And you ask yourself, how does a person survive, really? I mean, especially in terms of forever changing weather conditions. I mean, there's rain. It gets cold. I mean, even when you're inside your home, there's times, or rather there's moments where you even switch on your heater just so you could keep warm. And then there's someone who doesn't have access to such. It's really scary. Look, we are on social media. You can still hashtag the Ego Trip as we continue with our recap. And obviously, after 2 o'clock, we'll get into UJ Inside.